जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी गोपीजना वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी यशोदानंदन व्रज जनरंजन यमुना तीरावनचारी यमुना तीरावनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जनवल्लभ गिरिवरधारी यशोदनंदन व्रज जनरंजन यमुना तीरावनचारी यमुना तीरावनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय गोपी जनवल्लभ गिरिवरधारी यशोदानंदन व्रज जनरंजन यमुना तीरावनचारी यमुना तीरावनचारी राधा माधव कुंज विहारी
जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शतक श्री श्रीमदिष्ट डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जाए ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की जाए ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री श्री गुरु एंड गौरांग ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 4 चैप्टर 29 टेक्स्ट 21 संवत्सरश्चंड वेग कालो येदोपलक्षितः तस्याः नीह गन्धर्व गन्धर्व्यो रात्रय स्मृता हरन्ति आयु परिक्रांत्या षष्टि उत्तरशतत्रयम् संवत्सरश्चण्डवेग कालो येदोपलक्षितः तस्याः नीह गन्धर्वा गन्धर्व्यो रात्रय स्मृताः हरन्ति आयु परिक्रांत्या षष्टि उत्तरशतत्रयम् Ladies, please. Hold on. Samvatsarah, year, Chandavega, called Chandavega, Kalah, time, Yena, by which, Upalakshitah, symbolized, Tasya, of the duration of life, Ahani, days, Iha, in this life, Gandharvah, Gandharvas, Gandharvyah, Gandharvis, Ratrayah, nights, Smritah, are understood, Haranti, they take away, Ayuhu, duration of life, Parikrantya, by traveling, Shashti, 60 uttara above shata 100 trayam 3 translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. What was previously explained as Chandavega, powerful time, is covered by days and nights named Gandharvas and Gandharvis. The body's lifespan is gradually reduced by the passage of days and nights, which number 360. Purport. The word parikrantya means by traveling. The living entity travels on his chariot day and night during a year consisting of 360 or more days and nights. Life's progress is taken for the unnecessary labor required to cover those 360 days and nights of life. We'll do a few more texts because these are translations and purports that we have discussed during the description of Puranjana story, but we want to see it as a composite now. So we'll cover a few verses together. Next verse. What was described as Kala Kanya should be understood as old age. No one wants to accept old age, but Yavaneshwara, or Yavanaraja, who is death, accepts Jara, old age, as his sister. Purport. Encaged within the body, the living entity accepts Kala Kanya, old age, just before death. Yavaneshwara is the emblem of death, Yamraj. Before going to the place of Yamraj, the living entity accepts Jara, old age, the sister of Yamraj. One is subjected to the influence of Yavanaraja and his sister due to impious activity. Those who are in Krishna consciousness and are engaged in devotional service under the instructions of Narada Muni are not subjected to the influence of Yamraj and his sister Jara. If one is Krishna conscious, he conquers death. After leaving the material body, he does not accept another body that is material, but returns home back to Godhead. This is verified by Bhagavad Gita. I'm tempted to read another one, but we'll stop. Okay, so tomorrow will be text 23. Om Ajnanatmirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chaksurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vancha Kalpataru Vyashcha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavane Bhyo Vaishnave Bhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shravasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So yesterday we were hearing the description of the body to be likened to a chariot. And the chariot has many characteristics. There are horses, there are the reins, there is the chariot driver, there are the wheels, there's the pious and impious activities, there are the flags, that are the three modes of material nature. Intelligence is the chariot driver. The heart is the sitting place in the chariot. The living entity or soul being the passenger. The seven elements are the coverings of the chariot, the working senses and the five external senses together. The 11 senses are the soldiers, etc., etc. And so now Narada Muni is describing that this living entity, conditioned living entity, Puranjana, is riding the chariot and he travels. And he travels from one situation to another situation, from one circumstance to another circumstance. Literally from one body to another body as well. And this traveling is called parikrantya in this verse, by traveling. So it means that there is movement. Travel means movement. What makes the chariot move is time. So here the reference is to time, Chandavega. Chandavega literally means with great intensity or a very large force. So as a conditioned living entity, we do not have any influence over time. In fact, time has a very, very intense influence on us. And there is no person who can stop the influence of time. Absolutely not. And so one of the influences of time is death, because time degrades everything. In fact, all good things also degrade with time. And I'm going to go a little bit into this feature, but in general, how time works is that great personalities, so-called invincible persons, big landmarks of great history, they all are destroyed by time. Krishna says, Kalosmi. As time and death, I remove everything, I destroy everything. So there are great places of history, for human history. Yeah. The Colosseums in Rome, the great structures and buildings throughout the world. As time passes, bricks fall away, the spires fall down, and they look completely in ruins. So people still go to visit these ruins and get a sense of, what was the old history like? But these are only about 5-10,000 years. What about, 100,000 years ago? What about prior to that? Well, prior to that, most people say there was no human being. He was a Homo sapien, perhaps on four, balancing and trying on two. We don't know. That's how they say. But our Vedas describe that human antiquity is a topic that's been dealt with for a long time. But what about the time when all the other personalities used to walk? So to know that, they dig deep into the ground, pick up a few bones, a little piece of stone that looks like a spear or a cutting tool, and they say, well, the residents of the Mohenjo-Daro or the whatever, Harappa or whatever, they were very advanced. They could make little tools for cutting and shearing, etc. And so we have, but with time, everything goes away. So this is Chandavega. And while time is pushing the chariot, the conditioned entity thinks that he must do something out of his life, especially as a human being. Because as an animal, Prabhupada describes, it is ahara nidra bhaya maithunam cha. If he gets these four things, he is very satisfied. Eating, sleeping, mating and defending. He's all right. But the human being also does ahara nidra bhaya and a lot of maithuna, but keeps going and thinks that this is life. There are some persons who think, there is more to life. And that more to life, Prabhupada says, is unnecessary labor. That more to life is, let's do things in this world, let's help others, let's build these institutions for education, for art, for music, for culture, altruism, let's save the dolphins, let's save this. I'm not saying that these are bad things, but Prabhupada saying these are unnecessary labor. They have a place in the overall context of God consciousness. The necessary labor. So if there is unnecessary labor, that means there is necessary labor. The necessary labor is called Shreya. And the unnecessary labor is called Prayer. Prayer means that for which they're working very hard, for which there is temporary and immediate benefit. So sense gratification is called working very hard for immediate benefit. There are some persons who work very hard for a little future, but that is also considered unnecessary because that future ends when this life ends. Real Shreya means working for that goal that lies beyond this life. And it is this life that is to be utilized for that goal. And there is an added benefit in working for Shreya. That while we're working for a goal that is beyond this life, we experience happiness in this life. In prayer, we're working for something in the future, but there's no experience of happiness right now. There's only a promise of happiness or an aspiration for something. Like we were hearing yesterday, I just need to do this few things, voila, I will have the object of my happiness or the situation of my happiness. I will need to do a little bit more of that and then it happens. By the time we reach there, the goal or the object has moved a little further. The word used yesterday, phrase was mrigatrishna. Mrigatrishna means like an animal or a deer that chases a mirage. So we all know what a mirage is, right? We've been living it for many lifetimes. But that's a mirage in a drastic way. If you look at it in a desert, out there, somewhere, you see nice, you know, water vapor that looks like, oh, there's some water there. And as we walk towards that mirage doesn't vanish. What happens? It moves a little further. This is why the deer, if we were to move up to the mirage and the mirage vanished, then at least there is some knowledge of, oh, this was a mistake. There is no water here. But that's not how a mirage works. The mirage moves. It tells us just a little bit more. Oh, I just have to put a little bit more effort. When I turn back, I say, oh, I've walked so much. Just a little bit more. And I walk even further. And the mirage moves with that. And that's how the deer dies, not finding water in the desert. So the Chandavega pushes, the time pushes us to such a thing that we think, a little bit more, and the person dies from one form of life to another form of life. Another way of seeing the influence of time and this mrigatrishna that we heard yesterday, the intense thirst, the urge to satisfy the thirst is so intense that it carries the living entity into areas that are harmful for himself or herself. Another mrigatrishna is how Prabodhananda Saraswati describes akasha pushpayate, phantasmagoria. Akasha pushpayate means imagining circumstances that are ideal for us. And when we imagine these wonderful circumstances that will be ideal for us, oh, our mind is drawn to it. And when the mind is drawn to those circumstances, we work towards those circumstances. This is called mrigatrishna. So Prabhupada would narrate a story of a person, a simple man, who used to sell yogurt to make his living. And at the end of the day, he'd come back and hang the little pot from a rafter right over his bed. So like that, for many years, he sold yogurt, lived a very simple life. One day, he lay down under that pot after a long day of work. He couldn't fall asleep. So he was thinking, looking at his pot, he said, today I'm selling one pot of yogurt. If I were to raise the price of my yogurt by 10% or something, then very soon I can double my income. If I double my income, then I can have two pots of yogurt. And with two pots of yogurt, with a 10% price increase in a few years' time, I can have a dozen pots of yogurt. And I'll save all that money. We all make little notes of how much money we're going to save each month, our expenses. to just make some adjustments. These two things never work, a little budgeting and a schedule for the day. They're constantly something that we keep changing. You know, today my day will look like this. 5 minutes later, it's a little readjustment to my day. But anyway, so he made all this plan and he realized that in about 4 or 5 years of time, he will have a good chunk of cash. And he said, if I have this good chunk of cash, I will find a nice girl. I will marry her. And of course, I cannot bring her to this real little hut. You know, some comfort must be there. So I will buy a nice house with that extra money. And anyway, if I marry a nice girl, dowry, I'll also get some extra money. I'll have a nice house, the comforts of life. Then me and my happy wife will have a few nice, bubbly children, and they'll be running around. But I'll be a very strict father. And I will not tolerate any nonsense. You know, little pampering is all right, but otherwise I'll be a very strict child. And if necessary, I'll even chastise them, and I will even beat them. And if they don't listen to me, I may even slap them. And when he moved his hand, that pot fell on the ground, and all his dreams vanished. So this is the phantasmagoria, akasha pushpayate, like growing flowers in the sky. Or Prabhupada says, like horse eggs. Horses don't give eggs. But if someone says, I found a big horse egg, it has no meaning. So all these dreams and different plans and that circumstance would be so nice, this situation should be so good. I wish if I... And the mind, wonderful friend mind, he even makes us very convinced that yes, it is possible. Look at that person. If it's possible for that person, it's possible for you also. And so there is this, what Prabhupada writes, life's progress is taken for the unnecessary labor required to cover these 360 days and nights. So what the conditioned living entity doesn't understand is that while he is dreaming and living in this fantasy world, the chariot is moving. The chariot is moving at a particular pace. And he only has time for the next so many days or months. And by the way, one shouldn't be too happy thinking, wow, I have many months. Because nobody knows. Here's the challenge of this travel. Nobody knows how many days and nights one has left. We don't know. It would be nice to know. And if we come to know, then either way it's a problem. If we know, unless we are like Parikshit Maharaj, that who drops everything, sits by the bank of the Ganges and has so many sages, plus Parikshit Maharaj, Shukadeva Goswami come, then we're, I think, in good shape. But we may not have the Shukadeva Goswami show up for us. For us, our Goswami has already shown up, already given us everything that we need. Only the Godas has to be ready. But it's there. We don't know. And even if we know, then we may not be ready. We may even think of, oh, okay, now that I know, I need to fix the flowers in the sky a little bit. Make this adjustment, make that adjustment. Side point, I'm not saying that making some adjustments of circumstances are not required. They're required only to the extent that they allow for the proper conducting of our Krishna consciousness. And that is also done under guidance, because otherwise we can keep thinking about, oh, little adjustment here, it'll be fine. Maybe adjustment here will be fine. You remember the story of the brahmachari and his little piece of cloth that had a hole in it? You remember the story? Saturday morning. Should I repeat the story just to wake everyone up? Okay. I also like the story very much, so I don't mind saying it again and again. In fact, I don't mind repeating every Saturday morning as part of the prayers. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, and repeat the story. There was a young brahmachari who was a good student. served his guru nicely. And the guru was going to, was preparing for a pilgrimage. He was going to leave his disciple behind. So he thought very much, what will protect my son? He said, I'll give him a nice instruction. He called his son and he said, Vatsa, my dear son, I'm going to be traveling for many months, perhaps even years. I give you this instruction. Every day, study Bhagavad Gita for 5 hours. This will protect you. Yes, Gurudev, thank you so much. So the guru went, and the young man sat in contemplation how to fulfill the instructions of the guru, got his Bhagavad Gita, sat down, said the invocation prayers, opened his eyes, and saw a hole in the dhoti that was hanging. He had only 2 pieces of cloth, one that he wore and one that was to dry. And when he saw that hole, he said, oh, you know, we have a mice problem. I was going to say roach problem. We have a mice problem. And so his mind was very disturbed mind. He didn't know what to do. Guru was not available. Because Guru used to tell him, Guru Maharaj, should I take 4 steps towards that direction or should I take 2 steps towards this direction? The Guru used to tell him everything. So what to do? He said, I have a friend. I'll ask my friend. And he went to that friend. And the friend said, well, very simple, Ben, you should think of solutions. And if there's a mice problem, then you should get a cat. And he said, if you don't know where to get a cat, ask Jitendra Prabhu, he will tell you. Get your cat, and that will take care of the mice. You can study Bhagavad Gita. Ah, very nice. So he went and got his cat. The cat, you know, the first few minutes, hours, was nicely playing around. And when he sat down, he said his invocation prayers, and the cat started crying. So I said, what's going on? I thought I brought a cat to take care of the mice. So he went back to his friend. And the friend said, why, your cat will only work for you if you pay her. You have to give her some milk. So where do I get milk from, man? I don't have milk. So his friend said, I'm of course shortening the story. I can drag this the whole day. They said, well, no problem. Very simple. Go get a cow. The cow will give you milk. You can feed it to the cat, and she'll take care of the mice. Oh, very good, very good. Let me do that. So he brought a cow. Tied the cow there. Cat was there. Then he had the book in front of me and started thinking, well, how do I take the milk out of the cow? I don't know how to milk her. So he went back to his friend. I don't know. So his friend's very simple. You need to study, right? You don't have time for all of this. You should get a wife. And a nice girl. Get a, if you like, we can post it on grihastha.com. We'll find out where the nice girl is. And we can marry her. So, oh, very good idea. So he got married. He found, you know, he made sure he had his biodata ready and, you know, some photographs were exchanged, whatever, however it was done. He got married. The time is passing. Chandavega, right? So good time passed. He got a wife. So she came home. The first 2 days went in all the, you know, niceties being exchanged. And then the cow was mooing because someone had to milk her. So he told the wife, can you milk the cow? She said, well, first we'd like to go shopping. And there's nothing in the house. You were a brahmachari. That was okay for you. Now if I have to cook for you, Prabhu, I have to have nice vessels. The kitchen's not okay. The house's not okay. If you invite guests, where will they sit? You know, the straw mat is not all right. They should have nice... What will they think? That I'm not keeping the house properly. So they did shopping. They went to IKEA. They went to all these places. Did all the shopping. They nicely decorated their house. And, you know, he from invocation, he went to first few pages of introduction. And then she was very unhappy. So he said, why is my wife so unhappy? He went to his friend. And his friend said, yeah, naturally, your wife is unhappy because you haven't given her any engagement. You have to give her some engagement. What to do? I live so far from the temple. So it doesn't matter. She needs children. If children are there, she'll take care, you know. Oh, okay, okay. So a few years passed, and they had a nice couple of children. And, you know, the whole house was, as they say in Hindi, chahal pahal, you know, like nice and vibrant. So the guru came back a few years later. And he was walking into the house. He came towards the front yard. And instead of one saffron cloth, he saw, you know, six white dhotis, you know, six kurtas, five saris, all children's clothes, bibs, underwears, it was all hanging. And he was like, wow, where have I come? This used to be my little disciple's house. And then he came running, looking for his disciple, and children were running around, toys lying over the place, you know, all things like, ah, what happened to my disciple? And when he saw his disciple, he said, Vatsa, what happened? He said, Guru Maharaj, all this is just to fulfill your instruction. All I had to do was adjust a few things in my life so that I can study Bhagavad Gita 5 hours a day. Of course, our life may not be so drastic, but still, waiting for the perfect situation to come, to be fully God conscious. If someone says, what is stopping you? You know, just little, few things, some changes need to happen, everything else is perfect after that. In fact, I even have a wonderful plan. And if you like, you can ride the chariot with me and I'll show you that plan. Mr. Chandavega is not waiting for anyone. So these days and nights pass in useless labor. Working very hard, inhuman hours, unearthly hours, actually, that's the right word, unearthly hours. Just from this thing to that thing, just to maintain the basics. And you know what? For most people, that may not be what they like also. But just the circumstances have come to such a situation that within that we're trying to extract the most ideal condition for ourselves. And we're helpless, actually. We've participated, or we are participating in a whole, system of things where to live simply is not easy. Unless one is determined that this is all that I'm going to do. Whatever happens, we'll see. Most people don't have that faith, that conviction, that if I simply keep my life fairly consistent and within the purview of Krishna consciousness, meaning regulated, work only so many hours, rest of the hours are for serving Krishna, that Krishna will take care. And when we see many others who have made that work, made that happen, then we say, their life is different. You know, their circumstances are different. I have loans, I have something else going on. Their circumstances different. My circumstances different. Like that. Somehow or the other, the mind tricks us into thinking that our situation is so unique that the Bhagavatam doesn't cover it. No, this is nice. Puranjana is all nice, but you know, I'm not like that. Puranjana is such an intelligent wife. I didn't get one. I'm not talking about myself personally. I got a very good one, intelligent wife, right? Or something. Or, you know, in that situation, you know, their children were like that. You see, my children are not like that. In this situation, their parents are like that. My parents are not like this. Their work situation is like this. My work situation is not like that. Somehow or the other, our mind will help us come to a conclusion that our situation is so singularly unique that somehow the Srimad Bhagavatam Vyasadeva didn't cover it in 18,000 verses. But it's there. All of our situations are covered. All that is required from our side is, I want to serve Krishna. And if I make that determined effort, Krishna will take care. When he's saying, Ma Sucha, don't worry, I will take care. I need that strength of conviction. And if anything, I need to work towards that. That's the necessary labor for human life, to feel completely confident in Krishna's shelter. For such a person, Prabhupada writes, those who are in Krishna consciousness and are engaged in devotional service under the instructions of Narada Muni are not subject to the influence of Yamaraj and his sister Jara. If one is Krishna conscious, he conquers death. Conquers death does not mean that they become a dinosaur, they live forever. That's not what it means. They live forever in their spiritual form. Conquers death means that death by nature forces another life. Jatasihi dhruvam mrityu. That's the verse in Bhagavad Gita, second chapter. Krishna says, whoever is born shall die, and whoever dies shall be born again. Conquering death means that once and for all, this cycle is broken. This particular body will die. Prabhupada the other day on the altar was saying, the body is already dead. We're carrying whatever is our body weight. We're carrying so much mass of dead matter with us. This body is already dead, and this covering will go away. To make sure that one more body is not slapped on us, that's conquering death. And that's only possible when one makes a very determined effort towards the eternal life, towards eternal life. I'll stop here because 8:30 is Ishtagoshti, and then we have a packed day. Comments, questions? Yes, Himanshu.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Thank you for your class. I was thinking a nice point that comes out of this story is also the danger of seeking advice from wrong sources.
Oh, I thought you would say it's the danger of seeking advice from grihasthas.
Oh, well, you never mentioned if his friend was a grihastha or not.
I didn't say intentionally.
Yeah. So I was thinking a nice way to protect our Krishna consciousness would be to surrender to the right authority and right. Do it intelligently. So could you speak a little bit about that so we get proper advice?
I have no realization of it, but I'll say. Okay. Here's the problem for a conditioned mind. The conditioned mind looks for what we say, the word used is validation, or looks for encouragement. So if I have an idea that is really outside of the realm of Krishna consciousness, or is not the right track, whoever will say, yeah, that's right. Good, nice plan. Then they become our friends. So we look for that. We look for people who will agree with us. Generally, that's how the mind operates. But a true friend is not that who necessarily agrees with our mind, but thinks of our welfare. Like Prabhupada said, you are ever well-wisher. A well-wisher is one who's looking out there for our future, as to where this might take us. So we need somebody, or multiple somebodies, who can at least help us think about the long-term future, where this will take us. And that vision lies with persons who are self-realized. And so they've given us a map. This is where how life should go. And those who are under Prabhupada's care, they're giving us, you know, very specifically how to lead our lives. But what happens is, oh, my mind doesn't agree, or I've tried to match, we discuss with persons who will match our mind and say, yeah, yeah, good. So right authority is that authority that will help us think about our true welfare, Shreya versus Preya. A few adjustments of circumstances now might be good for a circumstance now, but it might not be good for something in the future. A few circumstantial adjustments now may be very good for the ultimate future, but we don't know. We don't have the capacity to see so far ahead. We're called Ajnana Timira Andhasya, because we don't have the complete knowledge of how the progression of life will be. So better to follow. Yes, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
So, the difficulty that this brahmachari boy was facing was, as he was beginning his service, there was something he noticed, and then some concern was there, some distracting concern. So I was wondering, sometimes these concerns can be so powerful, the mind is just
correct.
So powerful, that it seems that, oh, I need to address this.
Correct.
This is more important. This actually, my service cannot go on unless I do something about this.
Correct.
So, my question is, what is the real concern? What is the... Sometimes it seems necessary, like you say, you know, sometimes the adjustment is necessary. But what is the concern that we should always be having in our mind, the real concern?
The concern that we should always be having is, how much am I feeling the depth of my relationship with Krishna? And that needs to be vetted or confirmed by, I would use the word superiors or spiritual master, that yes, you are advancing. Otherwise, we can convince ourselves that we're very advanced. And even if the mind, sometimes, you know, the little spiritual intelligence, the very feeble spark might say, come on, you must be kidding me. Come on. I know some areas need to work on, but overall I'm doing well. So that needs to be vetted. It needs to be vetted by our peers. Oh, Prabhu, Mataji, you're making nice advancement. They may not come and say it like that, but there are other ways by which there will be some strengthening of that sense. But yeah, you know. One very simple, I guess, symptom by which we know that we're doing better is that there is trust in us. The devotees trust us. That's a very good indicator. So when we vet with them, this is a circumstance, and this is really, you know, like a, what's the phrase? A monkey on my back? Yeah. And the monkey is constantly distracting me. Ah, do this, not that. That's all right. Do this, take care of this situation. How do you address the monkey on the back? Somebody will say, ignore the monkey. Or some devotees might say, oh, this monkey needs to be taken care of like this. Or get rid of the monkey. Whatever. Depends on our individual situation. In fact, sometimes they may say, ignore the monkey. Sometimes they'll say, it's a different monkey, address it this way. So our life is always guided. Like we were hearing yesterday. It's either guided by the mind, the conditioned mind, or it is guided by Guru, Sadhu and Shastra, but we are guided. The question is, who are we guided by? That's important. So, taking guidance, understanding what circumstances will work, will not work, what is really beneficial for me, what's not beneficial. And that guidance must be taken in an unattached manner. Because if you're very attached, then there is a danger. The danger is that from guidance, guru will go into sanctioning mode. You understand sanctioning mode? All right. If that's what you want, all right. Help me with the circumstance. One time someone came to Srila Prabhupada, one of the disciples. He wanted to go and do a musical tour because he was a very good guitar player or something. I'm perhaps messing with the details. If someone remembers, please let me know. And he was very attached to doing that. So when he came to Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada said, oh, that'll be very good. Nice, you can travel. And someone asked Prabhupada, but, you know, I thought you said you didn't, that would be not good for him. Prabhupada said, yeah, but he's very attached and he would do it anyway. And that would be much harmful for him. Better that he at least has the sanction from me that protects him. So when we're taking guidance, we need to be clear how attached we are to that situation or circumstance that we want to see. If there is no openness that, no, this is just a thought, I'm thinking like this, but I'll follow what you're saying, is a different conversation from Guru Maharaj or whoever, I have decided, can you please give me your blessings? Approved. It becomes a sanctioner. I mean, he doesn't have to approve. But then we say, my Guru Maharaj gave me the instruction to do something like this. It's a risk. It's a little risk. Maybe I'm being too specific, but just talking principle. Last question, and then we'll stop. Yeah, Vaishnav sir.
Thank you for the class, Prabhu. I do have a thought, which is like, because I definitely identify being a playing.
Yeah, when I said guitar player, I just thought he's sitting right there. It's not at you.
I always think of, I don't know the exact names, but there was a time when the Lord asked one disciple to chant Hare Krishna. He couldn't because he could only chant the name of Ram. But the Lord was kind of testing him, and you know, and he tried as best as he could.
Yeah, this is Murari Gupta.
He just couldn't do it. So sometimes, you know, I look at different artists, you know, in the movement, and it's really, it feels almost impossible not to do when you do like what brings you closer to God. And then it's like, it's almost impossible. So, I guess my question is, can you ask Guru, you know, like, please give me a direct order.
A direct order.
Yeah, because I really want to be surrendered.
No, we can ask anything. It doesn't mean the Guru is obliged to do what we ask. Yeah. We can ask. We can ask anything. The relationship of love means that there's no obligation. We can ask Krishna, you know, we can come in front of Krishna and ask whatever we like. There's no stopping. But doesn't mean Krishna has to necessarily, he's not obliged to saying, oh, because you asked, with all these prayers, very sincerely you asked, but I'm supposed to fulfill. There's no such obligation. We can ask anything. Okay. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. We have about 3.5 minutes of relief, and then the Chandavega influence continues downstairs. We call it Ishtagoshti.